Welcome back to the Dylan Jamelli podcast. And today I have another very special guest for you. This, my friends, is Robert Gonderman, also known as Enhanced Rob.
What's up, everybody?
All right, Rob, it's really good to have you today, brother. So many of you probably already know who Rob is, but if you don't, Rob is kind of a jack of all trades at Enhanced Labs. And Rob's the one that recruited me and found me and kind of got me to be a sponsored athlete. So thank you, Rob, for coming to me and making that happen. And I'm really happy to have you here today, man.
Yeah, this is like, first of all, thanks, Dylan, for coming on to Enhanced Labs. And thanks for having me on the podcast. It's been I feel like this is what Enhanced Labs needed and that we didn't know. But now that it's here, it's like the shoe fits, right?
Oh, yeah.
It makes perfect sense. I know there's been, you know, I've been following you for probably like the last 7 years. And the first time we met was at the Olympia.
Right.
I was like, damn, is that Dylan? No. And then I was talking to Tony, and Tony was like, oh, yeah, no, I've been talking to Dylan too. And then you messaged me on Instagram, and I was like, man, I wonder if Dylan would join Enhanced Labs. And it makes perfect sense. So it's an honor to have you. And I think we're going to do a lot of great things in the future. This is just the beginning and the start, but there's so many opportunities that we can utilize you for the company, and you'll be such a tremendous help to the company also with all your knowledge and input. So it's a good thing. It's a good collab.
It's really is. And I agree. And, you know, I talked to Tony about this and I was, when I started doing this, I became quite territorial with what I was doing because I was one of the only people doing videos at the time. And I was young and I was not cocky, but like I said, I was very, and I wasn't like a jealous guy, but I was like a guy that didn't want, I felt like everybody's invading on my territory, which is just the worst attitude ever to have. And then I was an ultra prick about Tony because Tony was so popular so fast, very smart. And I said and did things back then that I, you know, were just childish. And Tony's such a mature individual. All of you guys are such great people. And then, you know, talking with you over, you know, time and then trying all the products and then just the way that I see the family operation at Enhanced, that's who I am. I'm a former athlete. I'm a team guy. And as I got older, I was like, you know what, dude, not only are you a trash bag for doing that, you not only need to make amends, but you should see what you guys can do together because people want that. I've been getting asked to do collabs with Tony for shit, at least 7-8 years. And like being a part of this it's an honor and it's something that I find to be a privilege. And I'm really, really stoked, you know, to do it. As you know, I tell you that all the time when we talk. So yeah, it's going to be sweet, man.
Yeah, it's interesting how life works out. It really does. Like, I never thought that being back on the forum 7 years ago, I remember asking questions, you know, when I first dabbled into this, I don't know if it was like 8 years ago or something like that. Like, and I learned like doing my own research and following people like you and Tony. Mm-hmm. That's how I got into I got into this whole entire thing because I wanted to change my life.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do better. And I was looking for advice and knowledge that I could trust and to research. And I would ask questions on the forum and you would always answer them. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of I was like, oh, this guy's answering, you know, this guy's giving helpful advice. He's just giving just like what Tony did too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that kind of like took me back, and I was like, you know, this is you and Tony were like, you guys are like the godfathers of this whole entire thing. You know, you look at it, like you look at Rich Piana, you look at Tony, you look at you. It's like you guys started this. Like you really did.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it, man. And you know, I always try, and it's harder for me now because I've become extremely busy, you know, the more that I've done, but I always try, like every video, I try to respond to every comment. I always try to answer questions on the forums, you know, in the most polite and helpful way I can. I can't read full synopsis and, you know, things that people expect, but you know, that's the thing about our community is a lot of us, we do things, everybody's got to work for money. Okay. And I think people forget that, but we do a lot of things to help people far beyond that. I've got thousands of videos that are free for anybody to go watch, full of priceless information I could write an ebook on and sell or whatever. Same with Tony, you know, same with a lot of guys. And I think people, there's a lot of people that appreciate the hell out of it and use it. And shit, I still watch some videos to brush up. I mean, you can't ever know too much. And so I think what's important is like that people in our community, instead of feuding, come together, work together, compare and contrast experiences, because everybody's different, man. You know, and the more that we get along, work together, it sets a better example for people and it helps people and it helps us to learn from each other too, you know?
It really does. You see a lot of like, you know, controversial and like hate out there. And like, I mean, that's like, I figure Enhance has always been like kind of like the forefront of doing things. And Tony was always just like, you always spoke how the truth about certain things that a lot of people weren't ready for at the time. And they were really like hesitant. There was a lot of pushback and now everybody's doing it. And like, you see the whole entire newer generation coming out where like back in the day, there wasn't a lot of information out there on where to get it. And now it's saturated and it's kind of, that's a whole nother topic we can get into.
Yeah.
About the younger generation and where they're getting their information from and how they're getting their information and how they're utilizing it, especially when it comes to things like SARMs and things. And it scares me to a large degree. Yes. But like when you have, you know, people should be really working together to get the right information out, like you said, and helping each other. And just seeing like collabs like you and Tony, I was watching a bit of your podcast the other day and stuff like that. It's awesome, you know? And like, it's funny too, how people think, you know, it's like, if people thought like I was making TikToks to make money and to market, like they don't like talk about helping other people. Like my whole entire, my real career is devoted to helping people.
Right.
You know, what I do outside of this, like I was just doing it to help, just like you and Tony did, to help get information out there. And this is what it does. And a lot of times, yeah, it does sound commercially and stuff like that, but I'm not speaking BS that I haven't done or that I haven't experienced or that I don't believe in. And that was the whole entire thing behind Enhanced. And why I had always used Enhanced Labs products from them long before I started working for them. You know, I've been using Enhanced Labs products, I think for the last five or six years, I've been only using them. I've tried other supplement companies here and there, but I always believed in the products. I utilized them and they worked for me. And that's why I work for them now today, you know?
And that's the key, is working with companies that you have actually tried, that you actually enjoy. That's part of the problem where people get jaded, is you see celebrities that you know don't use any of the things and they go on and pay them $1 million to market and things like that. And one of my biggest things, and as you know, as a person that's online that does, you could call an influencer or whatever, I don't love that title, but it is what it is. It's what it is. So if you're going to do that, your credibility's all you got. I mean, it really is, because if you don't have your credibility, you got no following, you got no trust, you're just another politician. And, you know, that's the last thing I ever want to be. And that was one of the, it's hard because you know how it is with a lot of these companies. They'll start off good, they'll go bad, and then it makes you look bad. Enhanced has been around for so long, proven. And I've been a guy that has always, when I'm selective with supplements, especially, you know, protein powders, anything, I don't use anything big box because they have so much money. They cut corners, they overproduce. And it takes a guy like that is actually involved, that formulates the formulas, that knows what works and what doesn't cut corners, gets good quality powders, or has, you know, FDA regulated facilities, whatever the case may be. And then going up and down and trying so many different enhanced products, I was like, holy shit. Like, okay, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I need to be involved in, because it was one after another after another. And we'll talk about some of like our favorites, and I did a favorites video on it because there's a couple I really want to talk about that I absolutely, to me, are the most superior. And we'll get into that because I think we're similar on where we're going with that. But
yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean with Enhanced too. I mean, like that's the thing too, is we don't, especially in the next year too, like the products that we're coming out with.
There's some good stuff coming.
Like it's yeah. Like I've got the honor to try a lot of them and see the form. Like I'm not too. They always ask for my input and stuff on the formulas and stuff like that. But we have a group of people that are really trying to make the best formula possible or
right.
best product possible. And we actually have you chime in on that too. And
I'm yeah, I'd love to
with that too.
I think people don't understand what goes into formulas. You can't just take like 10 different things and just throw a bunch of shit together. That's not how it works. People don't understand the concepts and the amounts and everything. You know what? There's a lot into it. And as opposed to, well, let's just throw XXXXX into a proprietary blend and throw it on a label. It's not how it works.
I can't even tell you over the last, for the products that are coming out in the next year. And this is exciting. Everybody that like is listening should be psyched up for it. The products that we have now are great, but the products that are the newer products that are coming out too, like the last couple months, I've had endless boxes shipped to my house with samples.
I love
of
it.
Things. And sometimes like the new, like for instance, we're coming out with a new pump.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like we had Rammy's Rage pump
like
a while ago. And that was like, honestly, it was mediocre. Like I'll be real here. It was mediocre if that. The new pump, I had the first formula and I was like, it's okay.
Right.
You know, and a couple other people tried it too. And they're like, okay. And they're like, well, let's make it better. So then we did it over a couple more times and we got the same thing with our new pre-workout. Like right now we have Rage 2.0. A good like everyday guy or girl pre-workout. It's not super stimmed. It's not understimmed. It's middle level. Like if you're looking for just a good overall pre-workout, it's great. But the new pre-workout is just like
it's out of this world. I can't wait to try it. I'm a pre-workout fan.
Yeah, you'll like it.
And but innovation is key and not being complacent or going, oh, well, this is sold great for X amount or everything with anything in life, but especially supplements, fitness. That's why you always see new SARMs developed or different methods figured out, new studies come out. There's always the way science works is you're always looking for a better way, right? An enhanced way, which is very fitting.
Yeah.
And so you come out with something good and it does well, but that should give you motivation to try to come out with something better, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what Enhanced does. I mean, that's technically the whole entire term, Enhanced Labs. You know, we started as Enhanced Athlete, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the day, you could get the little bottles and stuff like that mailed to your home, you know? And then that company got dissolved. And then, you know, we got into the supplement side of things and we were like, we're not going to just make supplements to make supplements. Like we're going to make supplements that are the best possible supplements that you can. And there was a period of time in the company has went through a lot of different transitions in the last couple of years. It definitely has. But the way the company, the people running it now is the way what Enhanced should be. And Tony, let's say 2 years ago when I actually officially started working for Enhanced, Tony wasn't so much as involved with certain things. And now he's like, this is the formula I think we should use. And there's constant input. Same thing with all the other people involved. It's back to what Enhanced really is, you know, and that's developing cutting edge products that just aren't run of the mill.
Well, that's kind of one of the things that impressed me too, was I was like, okay, this is actually ran like a real business. It's not some fly by night nonsense. There's structure here. There's different levels. There's marketing levels. There's video people. There's the sponsored athletes. It's structured properly where everybody plays a role and nobody's trying to wear 50 hats, and people tend to know their roles and contribute extremely strong into that role. And that's the key to any successful business that needs to do well. And when everybody works together and comes together, it's like when you see the best NBA team, it's not always the team with the most talent. It's the team that works the best together and knows what they're supposed to do together and gels the best.
You're right. You're right. And that's really what we've developed over the last, I'd say over the last 6 months of restructuring too. And even with the athlete affiliate program too, it's still going under restructuring and growing too, because, you know, in my time of doing this too, is the only thing I'm looking for in the next year, in 2024, is people like yourself. It's like, is because I've had big name athletes that you just say, hey, like, you know what? This is a good person to have on the team. They have a good name. They have a good reputation. Given the process, like, oh yeah, it's good. You know, like, I want the people that actually believe in the brand and that are going to represent the brand and contribute to the brand and believe and support like what Enhanced is.
Yes.
Because then you don't even have to, you don't have to, you're not selling the product. You're showing them how that you use the product and what it does for you.
Absolutely.
Anybody can sell a product. You know, anybody can sell a product. Anybody. We go pay somebody any amount of money right now, and they can go sell, you know, a bottle of, you know, 3AD Pro Hormone. But the guy that, like, you've used it, I've used it, I'm using it right now. I've cycled 3AD plenty of times. Like, it works. I want the people that actually use it, that know the science behind it, know how it works, and that then it's fun, right?
Yes.
Then it's not a job.
It's not a job. And I'm sorry, but most people can tell when it's genuine or not, and if somebody's into it or not. And I mean, there's people that are good at faking things to a point, but you can tell when somebody's passionate about it and if they really know what they're talking about and if they're really into it or not. And the passion resonates when you love something and something that you're doing and that you're behind something and that you're not just doing some kind of sales tactic. And I can tell by at least the people that I've met so far, the different athletes, that everybody has a certain passion behind it and really is into it. And I love that. That's part of the reason why I wanted to be a part of it, because I want to be around people like that, that think like I do. And what you were saying, a lot of people, a lot of these people that get big names, they're such cocks. Like, I see it all the time.
They really are dicks.
Well, it's
straight up dicks.
I
got to be the asshole that breaks it to them that it doesn't really work with me and it doesn't work with Enhanced.
We're all people. So if you have a large following, you're still just another person. You're not anything special than the next person. You just happen to be good at what you do, you know? And if you can't stay humble about it or whatever, you don't deserve it. You just don't.
You know, you're going to have Caroline Marquez on, and you're going to see she's been using Enhanced for, she's such an amazing woman and an athlete. Mm-hmm. And you'll speak to her and you'll tell what type of person she is. And she just texted me. She's like, oh, can I have a code for the month to order subs? She's constantly using our products, and constantly, believes in them and support. She's great. You know, you have people like Connor. You know, Connor came into it, and at first he was just trying them, and now, like, he's all about it. Like, that certain line that he uses and loves it, you know. And you know, people like, I don't know if you even have like King Tolo on. Like, King Tolo would be somebody good to have on. Like, he uses everything that Enhance uses, you know, and there's others. So we have a strong, small team that I think is going to continue to grow. As we grow as a company, the team will grow also, you know.
So I'll kind of give you a rundown of what I'm using, but I want to talk about the Core Line stuff first, because to me, the supplements are what draws, but the Core Line is what I would call the important part of the company. And I can explain why that is and why that's so special, but will you tell everybody what the Core Line is and why it was developed?
Well, the Core Line, like, you know, have everybody can go to your run of the mill. You can go to CVS, you can go to Rite Aid, you can go to Vitamin Shop and get some of your basic supplements. Like, people usually go to, you know, whoever it is, Enhanced Labs or Gorilla, whoever it is, you get your pre-workout, you get your pump, you get your protein powder, you get things of those nature. We wanted to have, like, the everyday stuff. Like if you want just zinc, like, right? Like I take zinc every day. It's going to help with your testosterone. It's going to help everything. Help with your immunity. So we want to just high quality, top, not just like your average run of the mill quality, top quality supplements that you could get, like glutamine, L-citrulline, ashwagandha, you know, like all those things. Magnesium, like I think you did a video on the magnesium, the three different kinds of magnesium put in it. And I just ordered some other, like I haven't even tried all of them, like because there's a lot of them.
So yeah,
there's a lot of them. We could probably put up a screenshot of the new Coraline, but it's got pretty much, it really just kind of like completes the circle, you know, of supplements. I don't know which ones you've tried. I know we sent you a bunch, right?
Yeah. So I can kind of give you a rundown of some of them and what
creatine monohydrate too. Yeah.
Yep.
Flavored.
So, and I've talked to some of the guys about what I had found, you know, with a condition I had with my heart, and they found some plaque in my arteries, which obviously doesn't make sense considering how I eat and work out and my age. And it was a genetic thing. So there's things in here that I especially was already taking, turmeric being one of them, because it's good for your arteries. And the one of the biggest ones that people do not ever take and don't understand that is in the Coraline now is the D3K2, and it's the K2 part of it.
Yeah, because, take it every night.
Oh yeah. And I double dose it. And that's why that's beautiful for me to have it from you guys, because I know for sure, you know, the product quality. But then I'm gonna do some separate videos just talking about the importance of K2 in your actual everyday regimen, but the vitamin C as well, because it's a slow releasing one, and that's important because you need that, because a lot of times we excrete the vitamin C because you take too much so fast,
right? You just pee it out.
Yes. So but the magnesium, one of the things that I talked about, like you were saying in the video that I did, which is very important that nobody would really know. You go into Walgreens, you just grab some magnesium, you don't look at it, you don't know there's like 10 different forms of magnesium.
Correct.
And a lot of them don't absorb properly. They can cause like cramping, diarrhea, you know, problems. This one has three different forms that are like, you can't really buy them at the store. You know, you can get regular glycinate, but not bisglycinate. You're not going to find that anywhere. Yeah. And that's what I talked about in the video that I did on it. But the ashwagandha, for example, it does several things. Help with prolactin, you know, it can help with sleep, anxiety, stress, and that's a staple. The citrulline's great for pumps, like, you know, the glutamine. Here's one that we haven't talked about yet that you already know. This is the one that I'm taking now that's obviously in my wheelhouse, as you know, is the Pico 2.
I just ordered it. I have it coming, that and the turmeric.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Let me know how you like the Pico 2. I've been doing it now for about a week.
How are you utilizing it?
I take it about 15, 20 minutes before I do, because I do an hour and a half of cardio.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do it about 15, 20 minutes before I start with my pre-workout. And I was taking GW 501, 516, and I stopped because I want to see how this works on its own. And so far, so good, you know, so far, so good. It takes about a week to notice it. And then I can see the difference now a little bit in my cardio. Cause trust me when I tell you, as long as I've been doing cardio, I know if anything helps me.
Yeah, of course. If you've been doing it that long, you know, your body, you know, your routine, the slightest thing. And that the fact that you swapped it out for GW, that's
well, using it with GW is not going to tell me shit. You know what I mean?
True. You kind of have to, subtract one to find the other. I'm going to start. I've had other turmerics out there and I was just like, I felt like they weren't really anything special. So I'm really curious to try our turmeric. And I know, you know, you're speaking of magnesium. One of the guys that we got on the team, it's funny how like life works and things happen in situations. Our wholesale manager now for Enhanced Labs, where, you know, we have our protein pancakes and stuff. And I see him. I'm in New York. I see him all over the gas stations now in New York.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. So he owns a franchise of supplement stores on the East Coast. He started in a town I live in a small supplement store. So he knows, and he's worked for big companies. Like he was VP for Bang Energy and their peak and their prime. So he knows supplements in and out. And when we were talking about the magnesium, he's like, no, you got to use these three blends because nobody else is really doing it.
Nope.
So he's also a huge contributor to the new products that are coming out because he knows supplements A to Z also. And he knows what garbage is and he knows what everybody else is doing. And he knows what helps to make it the best. So that's all in the core line too, and the new products coming out.
I love it.
Whatever.
And what I love about this too is that a lot of companies, there's good companies out there. I mean, that make good products, but they don't focus on stuff like this. All they care about is test boosters and the stuff that people want, the pre-workouts, the proteins, but then they don't have something like this, which is a whole nother line. And, and this is why it's important to discuss this and why I'm going to do content that just talks about core line. So people can understand that because like every single thing of protein is not the same there. And people think, oh, protein's protein or vitamin C is just vitamin C. And that is just not factual. No,
it's a great platform to really help get that information out there too. Is like, because like you said, you can just go on CVS and pick up vitamin C. You're going to be pissing it out. Yellow, yeah. In like an hour.
Absolutely.
Or you can get generic turmeric where it's really not going to help as much as it should.
Whereas when you're finding stuff that's like buy one, get three free. Yeah. And it's, it seems like, wow, why is that so cheap compared to these? Well, people just don't understand. They don't look at the back and look and see what's in the capsules, for example, and the different forms that it is, et cetera. So there's a lot of education needed, and you're not just buying the name, you're actually buying the quality of a product. Correct.
Yeah. And like, how much is your body absorbing of it? That's another key component too, like you said.
Absolutely. 100%. So I'll kind of give you a rundown of what I'm taking right now and what I enjoy the most. What I have found is that all of us seem to be similar in that Slin is our favorite product.
Yeah. That's my number one. So if I had to eliminate every supplement out there, I would keep Slin.
Oh, hands down. I don't even have to think about it. It's literally, and if people that don't know what Slin is, because some people will be like, oh my gosh, that's so bad. No. It's a natural, it's basically like a nutrient partitioner. So in the easiest terms, it turns carbs into muscle.
Yeah.
So instead of storing carbs as fat, it's shuttling them and storing them into your muscle. How long have you been taking it?
I've been taking them for like 7 years, 6 years. Mm. This is funny too. It's like, there's a whole guy out there on TikTok that made like videos about me using the Slin pills, how it's BS.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay. And like the science behind it doesn't work. I hope you're watching. So
I love it.
So like, it's just funny. I was the type of guy that like, I used to be 325 pounds and now I sit around like 205, 207. I'm going to like go into a bulk soon to put on more muscle. And I'm actually going to do that with like King Tolo and some of the other guys. Cause I'm lucky too, because I have like, everybody kind of uses me as like a guinea pig. But it's interesting if you can see the progress over the years and stuff like that, it works. But Slim Pills, like, when I was like 325 pounds, every time I ate carbs, I would just get fat because my insulin resistance and everything was just shot. I didn't have type 2 diabetes, but I was well on my way to have type 2 diabetes. So when I heard about the Slim Pills, and like nobody else was really doing glucose disposal agents out there. I think maybe like I think Slin's one of the original, and they are the best out there. Every company has them now.
I know.
Every company has them. And I was like, oh, well, let me try this. And I didn't really know if it was going to work, but you know how I could tell? Especially at that weight, when you're that heavy and you eat carbohydrates, you feel like shit.
Oh yeah, I know.
You feel like shit. Like you feel tired. You feel bloat. Like you nod during work after you eat a cup of rice. that was me.
Right.
Like I was just, every time I ate carbs, I just felt tired. I felt lethargic. So the first way I really noticed how they were working is at that time I was taking like 3 or 4 caps before every carb meal. And I was still keeping a low carb diet. People always ask me, can you take Slim Pills on a low carb? Yeah, of course you can.
Sure, I do.
So do I. I still eat pretty low carb. Mm-hmm. There's some days I have higher carbs. Like I kind of rotate, cycle my carbs. But I would take 3 or 4 caps before the carb meal. And all of a sudden I was just like, man, I feel great.
Yeah.
Like after I took them. And like I wasn't testing my blood sugar, but there's plenty of people like King Tolo constantly has videos on how he tests his blood sugar before and after he takes Slim Pills. Like he'll take it, his blood sugar, take the Slim caps, eat a piece of cake, and then take it with, you know, take it after using Slim caps and after not using the Slim Pills. And you can see how it regulates your blood glucose level. Because it really does. That's what it does. So I knew I was utilizing those carbs better, and sure enough, it was, you know, and people think like, oh, that's not why you lost weight. Well, that certainly helped me lose weight. Certainly helped me. Yeah, the hard work, the training, the diet all play a key too. But like these things, just when you use them and you utilize them properly, it's only going to help you and enhance yourself at the end of the day. And that's how I use them. That's how I use all my stuff. You can't replace hard work, training, and diet, right?
I mean, you can take everything under the sun, but if you don't have the diet and the training in place, you're spinning your wheels. Correct. Stuff's only going to work so much.
Yeah. But even like as I'm sure you utilize them now too, like at my current weight, I still take Slim Pills every time I eat carbs. It's just like part of my routine. And my A1C comes back great all the time. My fasting.
How many do you take a day, and how often do you use them?
Now I only take 2. Before every carb meal. If I take 4, I'm going like, and like people said that I remember talking to one of the creators that no longer works with Enhance. He's a great guy. He's still a friend, and he's going for his doctorate in diabetes. So he's the creator of Slim Pills with Tony is going for his doctorate in diabetes and stuff like that. So it's not BS.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and I was like, yo, I took 4 and I'm like, I feel all the symptoms of like hypo.
Oh,
you
know? Really?
Yeah. So like, they're not saying that's going to happen, but that's me now at, you know, 205, 210 pounds, trying to take 4 caps. Where at 325 pounds, 280 pounds, I could take 4 caps. Now I don't take more than 2 or 3, depending on, I go with how much carbs. If I'm eating a cup and a half of white rice, I'm going to take 2. If I'm having 3 slices of pizza, which I rarely do, but if I do, I'm going to take 3. I usually don't take, I never really take 4 anymore. How many do you take?
I take 4, but.
Really?
Yeah, I do. But see, okay, so I'll explain. Because I eat vegetables all throughout the day. That's what I snack on all day long.
Okay.
And then at night is when I have my biggest meal. And what I do is, I have 6 eggs whites, about 6-7 servings of vegetables, and then I have like a 350 calorie serving of oatmeal. It's like a 2 and a half serving one, so that's where I get all my carbs. And then I do that with some peanut butter and some raisins in it. So I have, you know, I have a decent amount of carbs, nothing crazy. But every morning since I start taking those, I wake up and I look and I'm just like, fuck yeah, like because I'm so like I'm already dry, you know.
Isn't
but
that crazy?
You can tell like a major difference. I just love the way I look in the morning, dude. You know, like
it's insane.
Yeah.
You eat carbs before you go to bed and you take Slim Pills. You wake up looking better than if you didn't eat any carbs. Like if you're carb depleted.
That's why it's my favorite fucking product, because the way I look in the morning.
You know what's funny? You're only the second person that I've heard say that.
No, I've always eaten like oatmeal right before bed for the last 12 or 13 years. And I was talking to Tony about this and I said, I don't ever want anybody to tell me you can't have carbs before bed. And he totally agreed with me.
It's bullshit.
It's the absolute, I mean, obviously you don't want to have like a fucking million carbs before bed, but to say you can't have any, I've been doing it forever and I've had a 6-pack or an 8-pack for the last decade. So I don't want to hear that. You know,
I noticed for myself, and like, I'm still transitioning like to my best, you know, like I cut bulk. I've been mostly in a cut majority of my time, but now over the last year, I've been really bulking and cutting. But I noticed that for myself that it, that if I eat carb now, if I eat carbs at night, I look better in the morning and I perform, I perform much better throughout the whole entire next day than if I don't.
And like I said, I'm not saying go blast a bunch before bed, but at the same time, being fearful of it, I think it's, and it depends on the, look, okay, let me rephrase that. It depends on the type of carb you're having. Obviously, there's cleaner carbs and other carbs. You don't want to have a bunch of pasta before bed or a pizza, but, you know, when I'm talking like oats and vegetables and things like that, I assure you, I mean, like I said, I've done it. I've tested it on so many clients and this, I'm telling you, man, that's why I love the Slyn so much, because every morning I'm happy when I look in the mirror, like at the, you know, the way that I look, as opposed to some mornings that you just get up and you're just like, eh, you know, I mean, we all go through it, you know, but that definitely easily is, I believe everybody's number one, but you know, going on number two, I have it kind of tied. I guess I'll say the all day shred, because you can't stay on the 3AD forever. You know, so that'll be the way that I break that tie. But I mean, the 3AD, and I talked about that. What I love about that is it's a non-suppressive pro-hormone. So, I mean, don't expect to gain 20 pounds in it, but when you can gain 5 pounds of muscle, 3 to 5 at least, and get that kind of strength increase and feel that good, you know, I was taking it with nothing but my TRT. So I know the difference.
That's
It's significant.
So I was like one of the first people that like 3AD was like tested on, I think.
Really?
Yeah. The guy that one of the other guys that created 3AD too, with, I think, Tony, the, or, you know, that not created, but like when we came out with it, I was actually his coaching client. So before I was an affiliate, I think, with Enhance, he's like, you got to try 3AD. He's like, I'm going to send it to you. He's because like I was still heavier. I think I was still like, I want to say I was like 260 or 270. And we were still in the process of like cutting down, because like I lost my 125 pounds over like 5 or 6. I did it slow. I didn't do it like rapid. I did it in stages. And he's like, you got to try 3AD. And he's like, because you, like right now, if you went on 500 milligrams of test, you'd blow it out and you'd look like terrible. Like it just doesn't make any sense. Like even today, like I don't think there's really a need to.
No.
There's no need.
No.
There's no need. Like people are like, I'll do 500 milligrams, do 800. I'm like, why?
Like, why? I had to do an entire video on this. I
covered the more sides.
The video is actually called, do you really need 500 milligrams of test? Like I have that video.
You don't.
No.
So, but that's the thing about 3AD, right? And I've done 500 milligrams of test. And sure, I look bloated and my muscles look big. I look like a water buffalo. Like, my estrogen's through the roof. I can't combat it. And I'm on the forums like with you asking how to combat it like back in the day. That was my question to you back in the day.
Was it?
You answered, because I just got into the realm of TRT and I didn't really – I was dosing it myself. Like, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But so my labs have been great. So, for 7 years. My labs get better. I'm 40 years old. My labs recently just came back. My cholesterol is at its lowest. My TRT and my estrogens, like everything is marker perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Better than when I was 31 years old. Every year it gets better.
It's funny. Anyway,
so with 3AD, it's like, so I want to stay at whatever it is, 200 milligrams of test a week, whatever I'm doing right now. When I bulk, I'll probably up my test a little bit, but I won't go above like the 250 mark. But if I want to, but I haven't been on anything else other than TRT. So I threw on 3AD for the last 2 months to just do it again.
Sure
enough, strength went up, like everything just started to increase. My testosterone levels went up too. Then with just doing a standard dose of like 150 milligrams of test, and I'm not getting those nasty estrogenic side effects that if I was running 500 milligrams or that bloating or whatever that comes with extra test, you know.
How many are you taking a day of the 3AD?
Because
when I talked to you, taking four, because so Tony told me to do that. And then I talked to Connor. He said he stuck with four for a while, but the magic for him happened at six, is what he told me.
I could see that.
Yeah.
The original formula was stronger.
Okay.
Than what it is now. The original, I can't remember exactly. This was like probably 2 years ago, but yeah, I take four now. you know.
I just kicked it up to 5 yesterday, so I figured I'd kind of test it at 5. We'll do
the same thing in the next 2 weeks. I mean, I'm gonna go on a bulk in like 2 weeks, so I'll probably eliminate 3AD.
Yeah,
eliminate 3AD, but I'm actually gonna throw in Black Ox with the bulk.
Okay,
and I've never really. I've taken Black Ox before, but I've never really like consistently taken Black Ox. So I'm curious to see how that works. But yeah, I would say 3AD and All Day Shred are up there, because All Day Shred is a great non-stim fat burner that you can drink. You know, because everybody wants a fat burner usually.
Yeah, always.
Always. And like ECA Shred, I have always taken since the beginning when it came out. I took it this morning. I take that in the morning. You're supposed to take 2 caps a day. I usually split dose it. I take 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. Now I'm just taking 1 in the morning with Alva Yohimbine. But the All Day Shred, I always drank at night with dinner. And, you know, because it's non-stim, it supports your thyroid, you know, it increases your metabolism. So it's a great non-stim. And it tastes delicious, too. And the new flavors that we have, too, are excellent also.
Yeah, I like it. It tastes well, and I drink it kind of about noon, I think, is when I normally have it, right around there. And I kind of fast a little bit in the morning, so that kind of helps me. I don't have like intermittent fasting or anything. I just don't really eat much in the morning, and I have that about noon, and it kind of helps with. I put a little bit of I have to take electrolytes throughout the day because of the amount of sweating I do, because I do all that cardio, then I have a sauna, you know, and I do the sauna at home. And so
we have electrolyte powder mix coming out, like in powder.
I was going to ask about that, because I've been taking it for a while.
Yeah, we have one coming out. Like, I don't know when, but I would say it's probably the next like 4 or 5 months.
You know, one of the things, the problems on my labs the past couple years, especially as I've been doing more time in the sauna, more upping my cardio, is my electrolytes are off. My chloride's been low, sodium and potassium I've struggled with. And so I've been taking the powders, and everything was perfect. That's why I said it was funny. You said you're 40 and everything's perfectly in range. I told my wife, now I'm 41 going on 42. This was the best blood panel I've ever had, that I've ever taken. That's
phenomenal.
One. Yeah. And I part of that's being aware as you get older and taking more care,
Of course. It's also knowledge too.
Yeah, it's not absolutely.
You know, it's experience and knowledge.
Well, when you get to be our age, you kind of realize your mortality a little more than you did in your 20s and 30s, right?
You start to wonder, like,
you start thinking about shit, you know, that you never thought about before. That's a different topic, but
yeah, like, no, I'm really not going to take like 600 milligrams of NPP a week anymore.
No, I'm not.
That's part of the reason.
But that's part of the reason that I'm so into the supplements now, because I'm looking to still get myself, you know, to a level. It's still natural, but you're still helping yourself, right? With, and especially with like a pro hormone, but without taking all the other shit that's going to hurt us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to start understanding. I know a lot of guys in their 40s and 50s still cycle, but I certainly am not going to, you know, especially given the issues that I found on myself. And I don't think it's a great idea for anybody, really. I mean, I understand you're going to do it. You're going to do whatever you want to do. But
I utilize SARMs much better than I do cycling. Much better. I'm like a SARM rabbit. Like, I just,
so think. Let's talk about that then. What is your go-to or your favorite SARM or SARMs that you've experienced, and what all have you used, and what haven't you that you want to use?
That's
a loaded question. Oh shit.
So guess what my favorite is?
I would say AC262 seems to be everybody's favorite right now.
S23 is my favorite.
Is it? That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Strongest fucking one. Hey man, go for the gold or go home.
Yeah, I don't know. I get like the best. I don't have like nasty sides on it either. Like, I sometimes I do feel like my aggression gets like peaked to like a little bit.
Really?
Like a little, like, yeah. But not like I've tried Trend in the past. Like, it's not like anywhere. Like, if I was, you know, I feel like a little more edgy sometimes with S23. But yeah, man, I feel good on it. I just feel like AC262. I have, I ran that a while. I ran that during like part of a cut one time when I was cutting back like from like 240, and I was very happy with it. I think I was doing 20 milligrams a day. AC262, I loved. Carterin fixed my cholesterol. Like I don't care what anybody, like I still cycle Carterin.
Yeah.
GW, like there's not even a question about it. Like, I remember when last time I was bulking and before I cut again this time, and my cholesterol got a little, it wasn't out of control, but I wasn't happy with it.
Then yeah.
I started taking the Carterin, taking healthy fats and stuff like that. I go to the cardiologist every year, just to check. That's a whole nother topic that we won't get into because there's nothing that occurred. And then,
you'll like a podcast I have coming because I have a heart doctor that I'm doing one with in a couple of weeks that you're going to want
to
watch.
So I had to take something for some other, you know, things that I do outside of Enhanced Labs.
I understand.
And I started having some serious issues and had to go down that whole entire route. But anyway, I went back to the cardiologist and he's like, "You're on a statin, right?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "No." He's like, "You're on a statin." And I'm like, "No." He's like, "How did you do it?" I'm like, "Oh, it's just diet, exercise, you know, taking fish oil, krill oil." I didn't even go into the GW because I knew he was going to look at me with like three heads and not understand it.
Sure.
But it was a GW. And I tell people that. I'm like, "No." I'm like, "All right, just try it. Just do it." I just did a TikTok on it the other day on my labs. I showed my cholesterol. You know, I have it right. Like my LDL was great. My triglycerides were great. My total was great. My HDL was still, my HDL could always be higher. It's always like kind of like borderline. I always have a hard time getting that up, but yeah. So, GW, S4 I like, but it messes with my vision after like 2 weeks on it.
Really?
Yeah, I get that vision issue. I do like S4. MK677, I mean, you can't, I always have TikTok videos on it, like, you know. Well, I spend tons of money on human growth hormone, which is great because, like, I know because I do take human growth hormone injectable because why not at the age of 40, HGH and TRT, like low doses, 2 IU of HGH a day, in my opinion, with low tests is like obviously my labs and everything, my skin, everything. I definitely would have zero hair if I probably wasn't on HGH, you know?
Yeah.
So, and just the muscle density and stuff that goes along with it. But with MK677, you know, if I take a low dose of it, then I seem to do really well on it. What else? Name another one.
YK11.
YK11. I've taken plenty of times.
Yeah.
Like before workouts, insane pumps, like great overall. Like I haven't taken YK in a while. I have a jar of it, right? I haven't taken that in a while.
Good old Osterin.
Yeah, Osterin, I kind of just like went up, like, you know how Osterin's like the entry level for everybody? I was just like, forget that. But it was a long time ago.
Osterin is like Mr. Versatility. It just kind of does a little bit of everything. It you can't lose with it. It works well. It's not going to do anything crazy for you, but you're going to notice. For me, what I loved about Osterin is it always helped with like nagging injuries. You know, that's one of the main things that I really loved about Osterin that I continue to love. But I'm using AC262 now. I've only been on it for 5 days because I've been doing S23 for a couple weeks now, and I can already tell you like the strength on my S23 in just 2 weeks.
So you like it?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. I don't. I've never run into anybody that doesn't like.
I remember it. I talked to you. I'm like, you said you were gonna do it. I'm like, all right, yeah. That's where this came up, and I was like, oh, that's my favorite one.
Yeah. So I'm doing 20 milligrams of that split dose S4. S4 has always been one of my favorite, but I've been able to run 100.
You don't get vision issues?
You know what? The first two times I ever ran it, and this was in 2011, and 2013, I had the Vision. And ever since then, and I was up to 100 mgs.
Really?
No issue. Yeah, no, I don't ever. So it binds to the eye receptor for everybody differently. Some people, it hits for, there's no rhyme or reason. And you could take it one time and not have an issue, and then another time have the issue. It's very suspect on what it can do and can't do in terms of that. But I don't personally get it, but a lot of people do. And a lot of people, they're at 50 milligrams. They even have to go 5 days on, 2 days off. That's, and I've covered
50.
Yeah. See, I've done so many informative like talks and videos on S4 because I know it inside and out. But it's all GW and S4 were always my go-tos. But now after using S23 and it seems like the AC262 is kicking, I like it.
It's over. That's a great stack.
Yeah, I like
it. What is your thoughts? Here's a question for you, because I consider you the SARM king.
All right.
One of the OGs. What's your thoughts on SARMs as like a pre?
A pre-workout?
Yeah, to a degree.
I honestly, I've never, ever, ever considered them that. I think a lot of that is more in people's head than in actuality and what it's doing, because there's no stimulant effect to it.
Let's take it the word pre-workout out as utilizing them as needed more so than cycling them, for instance. So doing like a couple days on and then.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't find that effective. Just like people that will do that with, like, they'll say, oh, I'm only taking Anadrol on workout days or whatever the case may be. So the problem with that is that you might see something from it. But you're because the half-lives are so short, you're not really giving them a chance to work, and they're in and out of your system. So especially something like S4 that's got like, or SR9009 or something with a very short half-life.
Yeah.
You're not giving them the opportunity to work. And that's why I always tell people will argue with me. Oh, you always recommend these 12-week cycles. It's fucking, I'm like, listen, SARMs most, not all, but most generally start to peak around week 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So like, do you think that it's like, I always use the term like Kevin Durant when he's 30, well, he's at his peak. Should he have retired or should he get the rest of his gains that are left there for the extra 4 on the cycle? It's not like it's adding some huge amount of suppression or side effects. I would rather get all I can out of it as opposed to leaving the gains on the table. Now, to each their own.
Yeah.
But I've done this long enough to tell you that you're missing out if you don't run the extra 4 weeks, and the risk versus reward, it's better on the reward side. Now, if you ask me, should you run trend 12 weeks, I'll tell you to stop at 8.
Yeah.
You know, but different circumstances on different compounds. But going back to your question, you certainly can do that, but I would find it more of a waste of time and money. And you're not getting anywhere near what you should out of it. Yeah. So
yeah, unless you have like, I think unless you're more on an advanced level, like probably you and I are, where you could just utilize them as needed. Because I feel like I kind of utilize SARMs more as, I utilize them more as I feel like I can incorporate them more so than just cycling them for long periods of times at that. Where I necessarily, either way, just like you said too, I totally agree. Like with what you said too, but sometimes I'll just use it for periods of times, like multiple times, you know, a week. And then, you know, it's interesting.
There's certainly, it's like with anything else. And this is one of the things that I've come to appreciate and be more open to over time, is there's multiple ways to go about things.
Yeah.
And I've always come across like my way is the only way. And I want to be clear that I'm not saying you can't do it or it won't at least work for you. My opinion is, if you're going to spend the time and the money, is to get the most out of it. And the way that I'm telling you would be the most effective, but that doesn't mean it's the only way or that you can't see something from it. I'm just a guy that is, I always look for the best way, and that's the way I convey, but then I always leave it open to there's other ways you could do it. Just understand there's levels to what you're going to get out of it type of deal. Right.
Yeah. I agree with you too. Like the way you're describing is the best and most effective way to do any of these compounds. There's not even a question. Like people ask me all the time. They're like, one of the biggest topics that I get too is, we'll have to do a whole nother, we should do a whole nother podcast on like the newer generation getting to this. We should do, do this a whole nother topic, because I'd really like to dive into this, because I really thought a majority of my fan base on my TikTok and I just came across your TikTok too the other day. I was like, oh damn. I was like, but a majority of my TikTok is a younger influence rather than when I thought it'd be targeting guys more of our age. And right. You know, like questions all the time is like, oh, I've been taking MK677 for 4 days. I don't feel anything. You know, like it's things like that that just like baffle me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, well, you know, what did you expect?
So, you know? Here's the problem I have with that. It's not, look, it's like this. Why did you start it if you didn't know how it worked? It's fine if you haven't used it and you don't have it and you're asking that question. Cool. But if you have it and you're taking it and you're asking this, that means you didn't do 1 ounce of research on it. And that's where I have the issue.
I have a serious problem with that too, because that's not how I learned. Like I learned studying and watching guys like you and watching guys like Tony and studying videos and reading.
Yes.
And then like not just going to the internet and being like, oh yeah, that dude's promoting MK. Let me take it. Like do your own. Actually, I'm going to do some videos on that. Do some of your own research.
You have to
mess around with these things. Otherwise, you're really playing with fire.
I try to not get angry. You are. And I really try to not get angry anymore or like lecture or anything. But fuck's sake, like I can't for the life of me understand how anybody could take like a foreign substance, a PED of any kind. I don't give a shit how safe it may or may not be. I don't care if it's just fucking creatine. If you haven't studied it and learned how to use it, what it does, how it affects you, the possible side effects, then you have zero business like buying it or using it. And if it's, and I get this, well, I've got it, so I should just use it. No, that's not how it works.
Like
not how it works.
I get it all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm 19 years old. Yada, yada, yada. Should I take creatine? I don't know. I don't know. Should you? This is what it does. This is how it works. This is how I've utilized. This is what it's done for me. Come up with your own conclusion.
Right.
I'm never going to tell you what to do or how to take it. Never going to give you medical advice. Like, this is based, you know?
Well, and I get this a lot. It's, can I stack this or can I do that? Well, and I always tell people, you can do whatever you want. The question shouldn't be, can I? Because you don't need my permission. The question should be, should I? Right.
Should I? I get it. Like, I probably have 20 DMs right now. On exactly what we just spoke about. I'm sure you have like 1,000, you know?
I do. And that can I question?
I can't even answer them anymore, you know?
Well, it just, I always tell people the same thing, which is what I told you. You can do anything you want. I am not your fucking dad. I don't tell you what you can and can't do. You should ask me, should I? Because if you ask me, can I? It's like you're asking my permission. And I don't, you know, it is what it is. Should you, chances are, if you're asking, can I, should you, probably not, you know, I mean, probably not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like, because if you've really done your research and really know what you're doing, or you have an idea of what it's going to do, then you usually don't ask, should I, you know, yes. You're like, I'm going to do this. What's the best way to do this?
Well, that there you go. That's the question is, well, what would you recommend that I stack with this? So then I'll get into the, well, what's your cycle experience? What's your age, height, weight, body fat? For example, you want to run Masteron. Well, if you're like 18% body fat, you shouldn't run any steroid, but you shouldn't run Masteron, especially because you're going to find it rather ineffective because it's a cosmetic drug, right? Yeah. So there's layers to this. You shouldn't run Tren on your first, second, or third cycle. In my view, you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why there's layers to these. I see people that'll ask a question and then people will just answer it like they have no facts on nobody. You know what I mean? You could have a 19-year-old asking you. And granted, anybody can lie to me about their age and I don't know, but at least I'm asking.
Yeah, I always ask. Yeah, I always ask. Yeah.
So I just the amount of people that will just answer stuff that are either clueless or you can tell when they don't care about the person because they ask nothing about them. That's how you can tell somebody doesn't care.
Yeah, I always, that's like my biggest thing because a lot of time, like enhanced lab supplements questions, I'll answer all day long without a question. But my first thing is like, well, what are you trying to achieve? Who are you? Do you have any past medical history? Like, do you have any conditions? Like, what's your goals? Like, what's your diet like? What's your routine like? Because without knowing all that, I can give you a basic general idea.
Right.
I always go, well, like, this is how I utilized it. You know, so take that information and then make your best decision based off of that, you know,
and that's another one. It's like people ask and they won't sell their goals. And I'm like, well, I don't know, because what if I tell you to run Anavar and you want to bulk? Or what if you're trying to cut and I tell you go run Anadrol and deep, like it's basic stuff. Like, I guess my thing here is learn how to ask a proper question, be thorough with the question, especially to people that are busy, that are giving you their time. Cause I don't have time to go back and forth with people 30 times.
Yeah.
You know, I'll help you, but if you can't even figure out how to ask a question properly, I don't think you should use steroids or your PEDs. You know what I mean? Like, poses the question makes me wonder.
Yeah.
You know,
it really does.
So I know that you've got to run. I had a blast doing this. We'll do another one.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely have to. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah, we'll hit the social media stuff and get into some more stuff like that. But I think it was good to kind of talk about the SARMs and the enhanced supplements and, you know, what goes into it and everything, so people can kind of get some insight on the company and why I got involved in it, why you got involved in it, and, you know, our passions.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. It was a pleasure and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and we'll obviously do it again. So
yeah, definitely.
All right, everybody. Well, once again, Dylan Jamelli Podcast, Robert Gonerman, Dylan Jamelli signing off.